Music from the Hiders right there. That was the title track from their latest album. It's called Temnos. Before that, we had Indians doing a track from their latest. And new music from Franz Ferdinand. They've got an album coming out in August. That was the first single from that one. It's called Right Action. We'll be hearing more from that album in the coming weeks as the tracks are unveiled. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Phrase Pavilion, presenting the R&B vocals of Jeffrey Osborne, Peebo Bryson, Freddie Jackson, and Howard Hewitt this Friday. Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information available at phrase.com or at etix.com. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. Well, I am Juliet Frumhold, and it is my pleasure to welcome our guests for the evening into the studio. We are going to hear some live music from them, and we're going to get to know them as well. They've been playing around quite a bit, and they've got a lot coming up. We're really excited to have them in the studio. I want to welcome Box Truck Rescue. They're going to be playing some music for us.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Box Truck Rescue live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and hear some more live music here in just a moment. Stick around. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
He's a sweet soul, brother.
Thursday night at 8, it's Jazz Forward with your host,
Nikki Iliopoulos.
I dig him. Now he's terrific.
It is a new day.
Wish you love, peace, and soul.
And rhythm and blues and jazz.
Crash of sound.
Nikki Iliopoulos.
Always there, always far out.
Jazz Forward, Thursday night at 8 on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. A moment ago, you heard live music from Box Truck Rescue. They are here in the studios. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having us.
Hello, very happy to have you all here. Tell me a little bit about how y'all got together and started playing. Ben, I know you from a previous band, and how did this project get started?
Well, when I was playing in the band Blue Moon Soup, we were at a show in West Virginia at a venue called Sunshine Daydream. But to make a long story short, I was stranded out there with my pregnant girlfriend at the time, and our ride had ditched us, which our ride was actually these guys.
They
couldn't find me.
We'd never met him yet.
Yeah. Doing my usual thing is being unpredictable and being somewhere random. But so I woke up the next morning stranded and with no ride home. So come to find out, these guys who were my ride home were broke down on the side of the highway, and the only way that I could get home and that they could get picked up was by a friend of ours letting us use his box truck to come pick them up. And it was the first time I'd met these guys. So, you know, they were stranded on the side of the road. They were, you know, definitely kind of wrecked from the road, and they weren't doing too well. But I rescued them, and this is the outcome.
We rode all the way back in that back of that box truck, shut down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No lights, no. Yeah. It was pretty hot.
Yeah. I was going to say, if that's not a bonding experience for an early band, I don't know what is.
It made some good things happen, so you know we're okay with it.
so from that point, from the sort of incident that inspired the name of the band, how did you guys sort of get rolling, writing and playing together? Was it just kind of getting together and jamming, or did you guys kind of all have things written from other projects that you were bringing in? How did that get rolling?
We were out at the. Me and Ben were out at the Funky Bean Farm, and Ben walked up to me, and he was like, hey, let's jam. And I was like, all right, we can make this happen. And so about 2 weeks later, we all got together and started playing some music, and Ben started introducing some songs to us. And
yeah, we all had a few songs probably written before that, too, so it kind of all clicked together.
So do you all split writing duties? Does one person take the lead, or do you all kind of bring things to the group and kind of hash them out together?
We definitely all bring things to the group, and you know, I think that so far, definitely, you know, me and Dave have written a handful of songs, and you know, it's all been a you know, progressive thing here. We've been, you know, just trying to all write as much as we can together, but at the same time, it's like we can't always be together, so we have to, you know, write stuff on our own. And you know, that's you know, I try to write down lyrics and stuff like that, you know, during the day, and you know, at nighttime or whatever, whenever in my free time, I try to write as much as I can. But it's hard. I have a baby now, and you know, I'm a working person, so you know, it's hard to be able to fit stuff like that into my schedule, but you know, I try my best too, and you know, I think that we've done well so far in the past like 6 months we've been playing, so
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It seems like it's been a pretty busy 6 months. I've seen you guys on a lot of different bills at, you know, Canal Street and Jimmy's and One Eyed Jack's. Did you guys decide pretty early on in the process that you wanted to get right out on the stage, or
Yeah, I think playing out was our biggest priority at first, and you know, we were playing a lot of like cover songs, and you know, we can pretty much just get together and play and figure stuff out, and you know, And we were getting to the point where it was like, you know, we had enough material and we were feeling comfortable enough playing with each other that we could just do it in front of people. So, you know, like we were pretty much booking shows really early on, but now people are definitely starting to, you know, hear about us, and we're playing some good shows. We played, we're getting ready to play at the Iowa State Fair. They're playing a festival at Nelson's Ledges Quarry Park. It's Acoustic Hookahs, Summer Hookah Festival, and we'll be there for that. And we just got back from a festival in Northport, Michigan, and we got to all stay the night on the beach.
Yeah. Wow.
Played a show right in a marina right there on the beach, and it was a really great experience. So, you know, we've had
pretty cool setting.
In the past few months, you know, we've accomplished some good stuff, and, you know, really come to, you know, be comfortable with each other as a band, and, you know, really create some good sounds.
It's got to take a certain level of comfort, not only to be able to jam together and to take a song from one place and say, let's extend it out and go wherever we end up with it, but then to have sort of these different settings, you know, everything from a typical club setting to a marina to an outdoor festival or the state fair. As musicians, how do you guys sort of deal with or adapt to those different stage circumstances?
Drink more beer.
a lot of beer goes into that. I mean, you asked, you got the...
Hey, that's the honest you're truth. Honest.
No, a lot of times we just kind of play it out. We don't really have, say, a set order of what we want to do before we go on. We just kind of feel what the atmosphere is like and go from there.
Yeah, you can definitely tell by the venue that you're playing or how the crowd is, whether or not you need to play something more upbeat, more laid back, you know, you can kind of tell. So, you know, we always just try to, you know, feel stuff out and, you know, go by how everybody's feeling and how we're feeling. So, you know, kind of take everything into consideration. So, all things considered.
You are on public radio.
That's right. That's a little NPR plug for you.
I know you guys have been playing live a lot. Do you guys have plans to start recording sometime this year, or is that
possible.
As soon as possible?
Can we actually like record in here? This would be a perfect place. We're in our free time.
We can talk about that.
All right. Yeah, we're definitely trying to. We've tried doing a few recordings at Justin's house, and it doesn't always work out as we'd like it to, so we're trying to get something, you know, a little more professional and a little put a little more time into making a CD. Yeah, that's something we want to do, but we just, you know, we got to get there. And
we're also looking to add more sound to it. We're definitely looking for any good keyboardists out there.
Yeah, anybody
hit us up on the Facebook. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Box Truck Rescue's Facebook page. Hit that up if you play keyboard. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. LMS. Awesome.
Are you guys thinking, as far as you know, the keys, fleshing out the band, are you thinking of adding, I mean, is the idea to get it even, you guys are a pretty forceful, you know, a wall of sound, if you will. Are you trying to build that even bigger and bigger and bigger?
Just,
for
tone it down a little bit and turn
take
the
it back
other
up
instrument.
Give us a little more.
We can adjust.
We'll make room. Definitely.
Even a pedal steel. Somebody might have a pedal steel.
Oh, nice.
Steel. That's really rare to find. So, you know, that's something, you know, we're on the radio. Take advantage of it. Anyone plays pedal steel? Box Truck Rescue on Facebook.
Tell me a little bit about some of your influences when you guys were playing. I definitely heard, you know, a jam influence, you know, some Dead in there, but I also heard some really great, like, Creedence and some really classic rock in there. Where do you guys come from musically, or who are you listening to that's really inspiring you right now?
Neil Young.
Nice.
Always.
Yeah, it's a variety pack, you know. We all like Adams. A lot of music, you know. I grew up, you know, listen to a lot of rock and roll and classic rock, you know, and blues, especially blues. But, you know, bands like The Doors and The Grateful Dead and, you know, Neil Young for sure. Just there. They're all influences. You know, anything that's good, we like, and we'll try to take something from it, you know.
I like John Scofield a lot. Modesky Martin Wood.
Yeah.
They're killer.
I was going to say, with the blues influence, I definitely, you haven't played it yet. It was one of the ones we were sound checking. I definitely heard a distinct blues influence in there.
That's what we're about to play coming up right here. So this works out great.
Awesome, awesome.
Nice segue.
As far as where people can catch you live, what do you guys have coming up?
Our next show is probably that summer hookah show out in Nelson's Ledges, Quarry Park. That's the weekend of the 27th.
When we play.
July 27th.
We're playing July 31st at Jimmy's Ladder 11 with a group called the Black Ocean Parking Lots. It's a variety show.
It's a little side project that Phil's involved in also.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I believe Ohio State Fair is coming up pretty soon after that. Like Steve Miller Band, an REO Speedwagon, like Styx are playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might see me up on stage doing the robots. If you're lucky.
Miami Valley Festival, too.
Oh, yeah, Miami Valley Music Fest. That's a good one. That's going to be a really good one. So
that's always a good show.
We're happy to be on that one, too.
So you guys have a busy summer. Are you planning on, I know you've got, you know, the fair, which is, you know, out of town a little bit. Miami Valley Music Fest is a bit of a drive, not much. But are you planning on getting out any further, doing any more regional or national touring anytime soon? Or are you going to stick pretty close to the area?
Probably play it by ear. Hopefully, eventually, we can get out, you know, more national acts. But
be sticking around here working on the album first.
Yeah, we got to get some material to give out to promoters and whatnot. You know, we got to kind of start to do things right and, you know, really focus. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Remember me.
If people want to keep tabs on where you're playing and what you're up to and eventually, you know, when that album's available, should they go to your Facebook page? Is that the best place to find you right now?
Yeah, probably.
Cool, cool. We've got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And guys, shall we get ready to hear some more live tunes?
That'd be great.
Awesome. We'll be back here in just a moment for some more live music. Our guests this evening are Box Truck Rescue. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
Biologists built ponds in a Montana valley to protect trumpeter swans, but that damaged the habitat of a rare species of trout.
They did everything that they knew was best for those birds, and now we have a much broader perspective, so we're thinking about all species.
I'm David Green, playing God in the Wilderness on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow morning from 5 till 9 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we have been getting to know Box Truck Rescue. They've got all kinds of cool stuff coming up this summer. We've got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with them, find out where you can check out this awesome band. But before you do that, just sit back and relax, because we've got some more live music for you. I'm going to hand things over to Box Truck Rescue.
We call this In the Fold.
One, two. Thank you.
this song is about doing things the way that you want to do them. It's called Can't Stop the Time.
See more clearly now.
Thank you. Once again, we are Box Truck Rescue out of Yellow Springs, Ohio. I believe we have time for one more. We're going to do a cover song.
Since we can't be down at the David Byrne show tonight.
We can be there.
On four. One, two, three, four.
People
for listening.
Bucks Truck Rescue live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Box Truck Rescue. Check them out. We've got links up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. They're playing at the Miami Valley Music Fest coming up, Jimmy's Ladder 11 and the Ohio State Fair, just to name a few. Connect with them and find out where you can go see these guys live. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Lots more coming up. Stay tuned this hour. It's your chance to win tickets to Canal Street Tavern. Lots of great things happening there this weekend. We'll get to that here in just a moment, and we've got some requested Camper Van Beethoven on deck. But first, here's one from Phosphorescent.